Welcome to the International Schools Podcast, where we discuss all aspects of technology and life in international schools, with new episodes live every 2 weeks. This podcast is sponsored by Apps Events. We're a Google for Education partner and active since the launch of Google Apps for Education in 2006. We're a team of former educators and all experts in helping schools integrate Google into their schools and their classrooms. All training is customized for each school, and we make sure it has a lasting impact. Literally thousands of educators worldwide have earned their Google Educator certification with us, with our certification boot camps, and these take place every month and get your staff certified quickly. We also host Google Summits, which are fun, two-day conference-style events with concurrent sessions and keynotes delivered by experienced Google trainers, teaching on a broad range of topics using G Suite both in the classroom and in the school. Check it out over at appsevents.com, and we can bring any of these events to your school, which is an amazing way to build a Google community amongst your staff to support each other, plus to increase the profile of yourself and your school. The podcast is also brought to you by Acer for Education. People ask us what Chromebooks we recommend for schools, and after trying them all, quite literally, we always recommend Acer. We've been to Acer headquarters in Taiwan to be part of product discussions, and they're genuinely the best thought out, most cost-effective, and most importantly, durable devices out there. They're always innovating, including the first tablet running Chrome and the first convertible touchscreen Chromebook. The latest version of this is a Spin 11, which has a stylus and two cameras, and we highly, highly recommend it for schools. They, of course, have a full range of Windows laptops, and for esports fans, their Predator range is second to none. If you'd like more information, please just leave your email over at gg.gg/Acer Education. That's gg.gg/Acer Education, and we'll get right back to you. And now, on to the interview. Hello, and welcome to the International Schools Podcast. Today, it's great to welcome back my co-host and colleague at Apps Events, James Sayer. How are you doing, James?
Hey, Dan. It's good to see you, mate.
It's good.
Yeah, a little scene on the podcast, co-host, exactly, but I'm here now.
It's definitely a bit light on the co-hosting, but you have occasionally, yourself and Ben are listed as, I think Ben's also listed as a co-host. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he is. We'll have to get Ben online later.
Yeah, just to give a bit of background, I'm in Prague. James is in Bangkok. I'm actually just back from London. I've had a bit of a crazy travel schedule. I was just in Asia for 2 months, almost hanging out with James, and you'll hear about that very soon on a podcast. Came back and I went straight to London. We had a Google event, Google partner event on Friday. Stayed there for the weekend, had another Google Chromebook event. So a lot of travel, but it's nice to be back home and a couple of months at home, which I'm really looking forward to. James, what I wanted to have a quick chat today about was something we've had a few people ask for a podcast episode on, which is, how do you become a Google Educator Level 1? So I thought we'd do a quick chat about it.
Yeah, absolutely. We've actually just done the bootcamp. I just got back from Korea at the weekend. And so we ran the bootcamp in Korea. It was really, really well received. And a lot of people ask, at what stage can they start to take these certifications? So I think we can have a little chat about that and what it entails as well.
Definitely. Well, let's start with the big picture where this fits in. So Google basically has four kind of certifications relating to education, and we're going to just quickly go over them. So first of all, you've got the Google Certified Educator Level 1 and Level 2. They're two kind of entry-level qualifications. Obviously, you have to do Level 1 first, Level 2 second, and we're going to talk about Level 1 today. And that's basically, you pass a test and it shows you know how to use the apps in the context of education. Would you say that's true, James?
Yeah, absolutely. The level one, it calls itself level one. There used to be, in fact, there still is online, a very basic course as well. So even though it's level one, I think you still need a little bit of introduction to Google Apps and G Suite before you take the level one.
Definitely. And then just to finish the whole picture, the third qualification is Google for Education Certified Trainer, which is something you and me have both done. I was one of the first certified trainers in Europe back in, I think I did it in 2012. It's now 2019 as we record this. And that was, this is really, I can definitely credit becoming a certified trainer with all, you know, the fact I've got to travel the world and meet so many cool people. And the trainer qualification basically is a bit more involved. It means you're really qualified to go out and train people at other schools
and your own school on using Google tools in education. So, you know, you need to do a bit of a training CV, you need to get some references, and you need to pass a test, basically. And we'll do some future episodes on becoming a trainer as well. And finally, you've got the innovator, Google Certified Innovator. It used to be Google Teacher. And essentially, to become an innovator, you have to apply and be accepted for an Innovator Academy. It's a 2 to 3 day event. There's just been one in Sweden. There's been one in London. Several in the US every year, some in Asia. And it's a really good, you have to go at your own expense. You turn up, you collaborate on various projects, and then you agree to do an innovation project, which you work on over the course of the next year. So again, we'll talk about this in the future. This is a really interesting one. I mean, a lot of people who train with us at Apps Events have become certified innovator, and everyone seems to have really enjoyed the experience. Cool. So James, certified educator level one. Now you are much more closer to the coalface in this. If you can kick us off about what the certification is.
Yes, yeah, so certified educator level one is the most basic certification that Google has for educators. I actually just retook my educator one expired a few weeks ago, and I just retook that certification. It tests your general knowledge across all of the G Suite tools. It's not that in depth on any single tool, but everybody has to be familiar with a broad range of tools to be able to sit the exam. Now, it's actually pretty good because recently, they just extended the validity of a certification to 36 months. It used to be sort of about 5 years ago, about 18 months for each exam, and then it got extended to 24, and that's actually 36 months. But it does involve a lot more knowledge than previously. So if you sit the exam, you study and sit the exam, you actually get to keep using the badge for a 36-month period, which is pretty good. I think that's a good period to keep it.
Great. And at a high level, the cost is $10, is that correct? You can register online and it costs $10?
Exactly. The cost is $10. And it's actually available in a number of local languages now as well. It's actually available in Thai language, for example, Japanese. There's actually a list. We'll put it in the description for the podcast. There's actually a list of different languages it's available in. So if you're working in international education, for example, and want to get your colleagues certified, this may be a better route for your colleagues.
Great. And what can you say about the course material? Obviously, it's all there. I mean, you know, there's obviously a few options. You know, you can attend or run a bootcamp. I mean, quick plug for Apps Events. If you're interested to host a bootcamp at your school, get in touch. We can run a one-day event to cover all the material. But for self-directed people, it's all online, isn't it? And there's really good materials online.
Yeah, it is all online. There's a lot of materials online. But if you're fresh to G Suite, if you haven't been using Google for Education in the classroom for 6 to 18 months, the material online is not going to be enough to be able to get past the exam. There's a lot of scenarios that you're going to have to fulfill in the exam. And because the exam is limited to 3 hours, if you're not completely familiar with every tool, it's going to be quite a challenge to get through the exam within the time allotted.
Yeah. Now, how long is the exam?
3 hours.
Right. And did you find you used the whole 3 hours for the exam?
Well, actually, because I did the recertification just now, I only got to sit the scenarios. There's two parts to the exam. There's a multiple choice part, and then there's a scenario. The multiple choice questions are based upon G Suite's application within the classroom, within learning. So there's a number of multiple choice questions you go through first, and then on the second part of the exam, you work through these scenarios. For example, share this document with these students, create a calendar for your class, create a classroom for your class, and so on.
So, yeah, what are the high-level topics that are in the exam, and what's the exam format?
So the high-level topics on the exam, well, actually, if you go through the training, they list out 13 different units of training. And so if we say that the high-level topics follow these 13 units, it begins with engaging in professional growth and leadership. There's two units under that. Increasing efficiency and saving time would be the second big topic. And finally, facilitating and inspiring student learning and creativity. So those are the three sort of main topics. Within each one of those, there's 3 to 5 units. For example, one of the units is about captivating your class with video, which clearly is about YouTube.
Right.
The exam itself is all tied in with these lessons. So within the lessons, there are things about the specific usage of a tool, but there's also a scenario asking about the educational purpose behind that.
Right. Which like, is how important would you stress? This is a. It's not just testing how you can use the apps. It's testing it in the context of a classroom and a school.
Absolutely, yes. It's not just how do you upload a video to YouTube. The question would be, how would you engage students with multimedia in the classroom? And then there would be a series of multiple choice answers. And one of them may be create a video on YouTube, include that in a Google site or in a Google Classroom to share it with your students.
Great. So James, you touched on this at the beginning, but just to recap, like what would you say, kind of what level of experience would you suggest someone have before kind of jumping in and taking this?
I mean, obviously it really depends, but just as a broad guideline, I'd say a minimum of 6 months usage of G Suite, and that's usage every day of G Suite. So if you're brand new to Google and go to a school and they're using Google in all of their classes, you're going to be using that every day. So I'd say after 6 months of doing that, go look at the training after 6 months and see what the training looks like. If a training looks familiar to you, then you could well be ready to do that. But what we often find is because the exam is quite broad, maybe people get very familiar with Google Classroom, but they don't have time to work with Google Sites very much. Or perhaps they've used YouTube in the context of uploading a video or sharing a video, but perhaps they haven't created or collaborated on playlists within YouTube. So a lot of little skills within there that maybe teachers haven't had an opportunity to cover yet that would be on the exam. So 6 months, I would say, is a bare minimum. Anything 12 to 18 months would be ideal.
Great. And do you think, did you find it useful? I mean, it's difficult for you to say because you've been involved in Google for so long, but do you think it does, do you learn new things in the course of preparing for the exam?
Yeah, absolutely. Because going back to the thing where it's such a broad exam and it includes every tool, absolutely. Especially for me, it wouldn't be for everybody. For me, I learned a lot about YouTube, especially at the start, using playlists, subscribing to channels, sharing playlists, collaborating on playlists and so on. That's what I remember I learned a lot about. But because it's so broad, everybody's going to learn something from it.
Great. Well, that's a really short podcast. Obviously, we wanted just to give you the kind of a certification that can help you get started on your Google journey. I think if you're interested in maybe becoming a trainer, just do this. Starting point, become a certified educator. It really kind of shows your level and it gets you moving in the Google certifications.
And I think, Dan, we have a video actually on video.appsevents.com about becoming a certified educator. That's a really good way to have a quick look at that and see the process as well.
Yeah, Dre, one of our, we do a video every 2 weeks in partnership with ASA, same as this podcast. So please check it out. It gives a really good overview of the qualification. Great, James. So thanks very much. And let's talk again soon.
Thanks, mate. Good talking.